KUOW is the record. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. Our state lawmakers are still in their second extra special session, and they still have not settled on a state budget. Why not? One giant reason is education funding. So let's understand this giant. First, we have Northwest News Network's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, Bill.
This giant, it's like the solution to our state budget lies inside a cave, and the entrance to the cave is guarded by a giant monster called education funding, and the legislators can't get into the cave because the monster is swatting them with its hairy arms. Will you please...
I love the image.
Thank you. Will you remind us why this education funding monster is so powerful here and now, Austin?
Well, this monster has a name, right?
Yeah, let's call the monster McCleary.
That's not a very scary name, though.
No, really. This is the monster's origin story we're giving you, its backstory.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So this was a lawsuit. McCleary refers to the name of a lawsuit, and it was actually brought by two families, not just one. It was the McClearys and the Venemas, but because the McClearys were the lead plaintiff, the case became shorthanded as the McCleary case. Mm-hmm. And it was brought with the funding and support of the WEA, which is the Washington Education Association, the state's teachers union. And it was first decided in King County Court and then made its way to the Washington Supreme Court on appeal. And in January of 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the lower court's ruling and finding that the state is not amply funding public schools as required by the state constitution. What's key, though, is that the court retained jurisdiction in this case, and that's why we've seen the court remain an active player in this case. And remember, in 2014, the court found the state in contempt of court for failing to provide a complete plan for fully funding schools and then issued a sanction of $100,000 a day beginning in 2015.
Okay, now that, Austin, that state Supreme Court case was decided 5 years ago. This is a five-year-old monster. What have the lawmaker warriors been doing for 5 years?
Well, they've been actively working towards trying to comply with the court.
Really? They
really have. Okay. It's a matter of debate about whether they've done enough fast enough. And if you look at the court and how it's viewing this, clearly the answer is no. But let's give them credit where credit is due. Over the past two budget cycles, they've put about $2 billion more into public education specifically to satisfy items on the McCleary checklist. These are things like reducing K-3 class sizes, funding full-day kindergarten, paying for materials, supplies, and operations, and paying for bus transportation. Last year, the legislature said, and they did this in law, we are pledging that we will act in 2017 to finish this off and to take the reliance off local levies to fund basic education and put that back onto the state as required by the court and the Constitution.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that more in just a moment. Last question for now for you, Austin, is that with the deadline coming up, the five-year-old hungry monster must be fed, or we don't know what it's going to do. How close do you think we are to a deal?
Well, if you listen to the tea leaves and talk to people around here, they think they're going to have a deal by the 20th of June, perhaps. That's when the next revenue forecast is going to be, and they don't really want to see what that have that be a big factor in what they decide to do. I think they're thinking it's not going to be a great revenue forecast. So I'm hearing that they might have this, you know, in the next 10 to 15 days, but they have until potentially June 30th. It would require a third special session because that's when the fiscal year actually ends. And after that, things start to get really complicated.
Right. All right. The monster growls. Okay. So please stay with us, Austin. I want to talk about, let's call this a two-headed monster to simplify things, a couple of ideas for funding education. And our guests are Lieve Finna from the Washington Policy Center. She's director of the Center for Education there. And Lieve, you support the Senate Republican plan.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Misha Werschkel is executive director of the Washington State Budget and Policy Center. You support the House Democratic plan.
Yes, I do.
So, Misha, House Democrats want to raise taxes to spend more new money on education and to make our state tax system what you would call more fair. Will you please describe that in basic terms even a monster could understand?
Yeah, absolutely. So the House Democratic plan really takes a look at the challenge we have with funding education. And really, I would push back a little bit on the premise that it's a monster, because really the way that we
see I'll drop that metaphor.
Can keep it, but I would just say from our perspective, it really is an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to really deliver a high quality education for all of the kids in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, we know, 1 million kids in Washington State public schools, and they're hoping that in the fall of 2017, when they show back up at school, that there's actually going to be a high quality education there that really matches the potential of Washington State. And so the House Democratic plan really seizes that opportunity to make the investments that we need in our kids and follow through on the commitments that the legislature has made in the past. We can talk more about this, but there mm-hmm. have been, as Austin said, there has been legislation passed in prior years that creates a roadmap for how are we going to meet the McCleary decision. And the House Democratic plan follows through on that investment, and it does so, as you said, by cleaning up our tax code. Washington has the most upside-down tax system in the country, where people who, the wealthiest of our Washingtonians, are paying significantly less than people at the bottom. Every day, people in Washington State rely on a good education system, and we really appreciate that the House Democratic plan prioritizes those investments in education, cleans up the tax code, and does things like ending outdated tax breaks to make those investments.
Okay, now, yes, it ends some tax breaks. The House Democratic plan also raises B&O taxes, creates a capital gains tax, raises taxes on certain real estate transactions. Leave, I take it, Senate Republicans generally don't want taxes raised on working folks. The Republican idea is to eliminate local property tax school levies and replace them with a new statewide property tax. And why is that a good idea?
Well, because that is a more fair and equitable way to raise money for schools. Because what's happening in Washington State is that we have the low-income districts that don't have a rich property tax base paying very high rates, and rich districts like Seattle having a very low rate and getting a free ride, essentially. So what the Senate Republican plan wants to do is create one state local effort levy, which is fair and equal, the same uniform rate across the state, $1.55 per $1,000. But that really is not the key element of the plan that's really exciting to me. The bold new idea here is that the Senate plan would create a state guarantee of $12,500 per student to fund the education of each child, and to promise that the state is going to provide $12,500 per student from all state, local, and federal sources. And that's the first time that's ever happened in Washington State. It's part of the reason for the McCleary decision in the first place. The judges were very concerned about the, you know, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune that the economy delivers from time to time. That, you know, the economy goes down, people don't improve their local property taxes. The, you know, local levies are 4 to 6 years. They can be declined by the public. And so therefore, this new idea of providing a guarantee from the state that it will not be any less than $12,500 is coming from the Senate Republicans.
Okay. I want to talk about the levy swap in a moment. But what about what Misha mentioned, our upside down regressive tax system, which the Democrats want to fix with a capital gains tax, among other things? Is that a problem?
Yes. Well, the Governor Inslee has said it's a no-go, as you may not have heard, but he said that's off the table, the capital gains income tax.
Okay, what about in general raising taxes on higher earners?
Well,
we're so regressive. You know the regressive tax
system. Yes, we have a regressive system. We need to reform that system, but adding new taxes to that system is not going to correct the regressiveness of it. Lowering taxes, spreading them out so that everyone's paying fairly would be much more fair.
Okay, spreading them out. Misha, what's wrong with the levy swap, a statewide property tax instead of district by district? There's rich districts, there's poor districts. Why not? What's wrong with this Republican idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two issues at play. One is really what the levy swap does is move dollars around between local and state levies and calls that new investments in our kids. And what we really need to do is focus on getting more dollars into our schools so that parents don't have to. I have a friend in North Seattle who had to bring in photocopy paper for her school because that wasn't provided through the basic funding coming from the state.
But the Republicans are increasing money for public schools, just not enough?
Yeah, it's significantly smaller increase than in the House Democratic plan.
Okay.
The other, if I can just, the other piece I want to touch on is this concept of equity, which I think is a really important concept, and I'm really glad that people are talking about equity this year. The equity that we really need to be focusing on is the equity in our tax system, and is the equity, racial equity, as it plays out in our public schools. And in order to really move forward a conversation about equity, we do need to have new dollars into our schools. And we need to tackle this issue of our tax code.
Okay. I gave Misha the first word. Leave. Final reaction.
Well, I would say that equity and fairness is very important. What's missing in the House plan is that there is no effort to move dollars from the state level to the classrooms. And I so agree with Misha that we have provided billions. The Republicans and the Democrats have voted for putting lots more money in the public schools. It's a $4.6 billion increase over 4 years, and the money is still not getting the classroom. So why is that? That's what we should be looking at. Why is it that teachers still have to buy materials for their classrooms when the state is providing money for that purpose? What is happening at the central office level? The money is being diverted away from classrooms, and that is what's fair, unfair, and inequitable, and we strongly agree on that.
Okay. That's a good next discussion. We're going to pause it here as we wait to see what happens in Olympia. Austin, our Northwest News Network Olympia correspondent, he's been telling us. Well, let me just get one final word from you, Austin. What do you think happens next, and what happens if we don't get this figured out by the end of the session?
Well, if they don't, clearly they could go into yet another overtime session. I think the governor would expect he would want to hold their feet to the fire and keep them through the summer. And I think whatever happens, it's got to be a compromise, right? There's going to be some levy reform. There's going to be some new sources of revenue. That's what happens in a divided legislature. Mm-hmm. And I think the key question is going to be, is whatever they come up with going to be enough to satisfy the Supreme Court? I think that's the huge question mark at this point.
Yes, definitely. That's Austin Jenkins, Northwest News Network Olympia correspondent. And we've been talking with Lee Finna from the Washington Policy Center and Misha Werschkel from the State Budget and Policy Center, executive director there. I want to thank both of you for helping us understand what's going on in Olympia. This is a big deal, so thanks.
Thank you.